This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The Bush administration has begun an intensive campaign to advance the nomination of Judge John Roberts to the Supreme Court. Since Robert Bork's failed confirmation hearings in 1987, the process of successfully guiding a nominee to the Supreme Court has become high-stakes politics. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams looks inside the confirmation machinery for the latest nominee.
It's been 11 years since the last Supreme Court nominee went before the Senate. That nominee was Stephen Breyer. Cliff Sloan played a key role on the Clinton White House team that managed his confirmation process.
It's the pinnacle of the career for the man or woman who's nominated. They're at the very height of the legal career. And for the next 45 days or so, as the process runs its course, they just have a huge bullseye on them. And everything they've ever done is subject to attack.
This time around, the White House has put together a high-powered team to shepherd its nominee, John Roberts, through the confirmation process. Dan Bartlett is counselor to President Bush.
There are a lot of moving parts to a nomination of this size when it comes to legislative relations, when it comes to congressional relations, that is, when it comes to the communications and public liaison and organizing with the Justice Department. Now, there's just a lot of moving parts.
Among the key players on the Bush team is former Senator Fred Thompson. He's introducing Judge Roberts on Capitol Hill. At the White House, former Republican National Committee Chairman Ed Gillespie is handling the political strategy. Again, Dan Bartlett.
We understand the enormity of this process, the intensity of this process, so it'll be all hands on deck.
President Bush offered the nomination to Judge Roberts early Tuesday afternoon. Within an hour, Roberts was at the White House, caught up in the confirmation process. Dan Bartlett describes those first hours.
He spent the afternoon and evening here at the White House. There are obviously a lot of preparations going on for not only the events of that night, but also strategizing the consultation process, personal information forms, things that are part of the blocking and tackling of a nomination process.
Political strategists say the first 24 hours are critical because it sets in place the storyline that will define the nominee in the minds of the Senate and the American public. Clinton aide Cliff Sloan.
It's clear that the story the White House wants out about John Roberts is that he is at the top of the legal profession and that it's a quality appointment. And they want the fact of his status as a legal superstar to really be the kind of defining characteristic of him through the process.
The next step is already underway, as Judge Roberts continues to make the rounds on Capitol Hill, meeting members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Those courtesy calls are used by White House officials to preview issues that may be raised in public confirmation hearings. Susan Brophy guided Clinton nominees Breyer and Ruth Bader Ginsburg through their meetings on Capitol Hill. She says the discussions are more polite than substantive.
It won't be a really in-depth conversation about the nominee's legal record or resume, because really those questions are left for the hearing.
Over the next month, with the Senate out for its summer recess, the White House will stage mock hearings for Judge Roberts, with Washington lawyers playing members of the Judiciary Committee. Judge Roberts will also have TV coaching in anticipation of four straight days of televised hearings. Those hearings are likely to be contentious. Former Senator John Danforth, who guided Clarence Thomas through his 1991 confirmation, has this advice for the latest nominee.
Brace yourself, because it's possible that the same thing can happen to you. It's possible that this will turn very nasty. And you can think that you're going through this process reasonably smoothly. And until the vote on the Senate floor, you never know.
No one can predict what surprises, good or bad, might await Judge Roberts. But if past history is any guide, there will be surprises. Juan Williams, NPR News.